Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Hey,
you're right.
I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You covered some of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Cubs.
I don't remember what the play is, but it was in Arizona. I was doing play-by-play. Got another one of those games in February. Very much looking forward to that.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, getting out there in Mesa. I get to hang out at the complex and do a bunch of research. Maybe I'll do a show from there. Going to bring the machine and do the show from there.
Bring the machine. That would be awesome. I know some places.
Oh, yes.
There's some places I want to take you guys. I want the whole team to go down there.
Let's go. Let's all go at the same time I go. Let's do it.
There's a couple of places I want you to stop by and have some eats at.
No, but you tell me, and I will follow up on that.
All right. And you know there's a Harold's like right down the street from Sloan.
I did not
there's
know
a
that.
Harold's, there's a Harold's and a Portillo's like right down the street from Sloan.
I'm not going to do that. I can't do that.
Sure you can.
Hey, look, I'm out here. It's like going
just
to,
know when you go, yeah. The first person you're going to meet is from Chicago.
I mean, it's like going,
never fails.
It's like going to Dublin and eating at a Burger King, you know, which me and Jay Zawoski did late one night.
They've got everything out there in Arizona. There's like, you know, they've got the Eagle Man Insurance. They got the Victory yeah. Auto Records out there.
They got Lou Malls.
they do, actually.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite places to go eat breakfast is a place that was here.
Do they have a closer for the Cubs? Do they have enough of a bullpen for the Cubs? You know, four of their pieces that were real good in the bullpen are free agents. The ones that they found eventually. Brad Keller is a free agent, and he's talking to everybody. The Blue Jays, the latest team to show interest there. Caleb Thielbar, a free agent. Drew Pomerantz. And, oh, Andrew Kittredge, they traded back to Baltimore. Who's going to be in the bullpen? They signed Phil Maton, you know, or Maton, excuse me. But who else is going to be there, Lawrence?
So my feeling about bullpens, they are a living organism. And from year to year, you can just kind of work hard, but also get a little bit of luck and end up with a solid bullpen. So I'm not as worried about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out where they're at with the bullpen right now.
I understand. And that's what they did last year. In fact, Craig Counsell was talking about that, the realities of last year's bullpen. But he and Jed Hoyer have been saying, oh, yeah, we need more bullpen. Yeah, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done. But here's Craig on the bullpen.
The bullpen is, you know, we talked about this earlier this week. Like, you know, what we thought about our bullpen going into the season and maybe just reread it, maybe, what we thought. We were wrong. We were pretty wrong on it. We ended up pitching pretty well. But I think at the start of the season, it maybe wasn't the guys that we expected to do it. So it just shows, I think it's get a bunch of good arms and kind of see, you know, what happens and have enough abilities to pivot when you have to during the season. And so I think part of that absolutely this year will be Porter had a rough season. Porter Hodge season bouncing back. That's going to be important.
So look, a Porter Hodge season bouncing back, a healthy Daniel Palencia. Who knows what they do with the kid Jackson Wiggins and how aggressive they are. I get it. But they had said they were going to go out and get a couple veterans for that bullpen, and right now they have one. And part of this, Lawrence, for me, is I just keep seeing other people sign. Kyle Finnegan went back to Detroit. I love the idea of that kid, the former closer in Washington, who they had a pitch usage change in Detroit, and he was really good. So when I saw that happen today, I was angry in the group thread.
And, yes, you were.
And you were tickled.
Yes, I am. I think that you, like, if I can do a little bit of psychology, I think that...
That's my lane.
I know. I think that you are trying to give yourself a break from football because we spend so much time talking about football. And it's like you need a little sorbet. You need a little baseball sorbet. I think you were expecting the baseball sorbet to come in the form of the Cubs being out here doing stuff.
Well, when there's other people doing stuff.
Right.
I hear you. But there are other options for the sorbet.
Speaks. I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way.
I could come in and wax rhapsodic about how Kyle Schwarber should have been a career Cub who goes into the Hall of Fame with a C on his cap instead of a script P.
Yes.
I could come in and do that.
And you will at some point later on, especially if they don't do something. but as guys fall off the list, I get the frustration because you're like, oh, that would have been a good fit for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that guy would have been a good fit for the Cubs too.
Well, and you're right.
Are there enough fits left for them to do stuff?
Right. Are they going to go get Robert Suarez, the 35-year-old closer from San Diego, who's probably going to get 3 years at 55 or 3 years at 60? Are they going to do that for a 35-year-old reliever?
I could go for a lemon sorbet right now.
I mean, Finnegan signed a 2-year deal at like 11 per or something like that, or 12 and a half per, whatever it was. Like you could have done that. So are they going to go get Michael King, or are the Mets going to pounce now that the Mets have been embarrassed again with Pete Alonso going to Baltimore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he kind of told them, though.
Yeah, he did.
Like Pete had said, I'm planning on exploring free agency.
Yeah, after last year, you know, and he screwed them too because they couldn't offer him the qualifying offer again, so they don't even get a draft pick. They get nothing. You get nothing like it.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're right. The Cubs have needs. I don't believe that they're going to spend with consequence until they do. Right now, it feels like a lot of talk. That's the problem. Feels like a lot of bluster and not a lot of action. And you look around, there's action taking place.
Well, there's another piece of Craig tape that we need to hear because George Offman had reported, hey, George, he had reported that Justin Steele isn't coming back into September. Tanny and I were trying to do the math yesterday and we're like, okay, well, yeah, I guess with the injuries that he had, that actually kind of makes sense that he might not be available until later on in the season.
But he's throwing. I see him on Twitter and IG throwing and doing his thing.
But throwing and pitching are two totally different things. How about this? Listen to Craig, and you tell me if it's closer to September or closer to April.
Nothing has changed. I mean, it's not going to be opening day. And after that, I really don't want to speculate kind of until we get to spring training and see where he's at as we get to, I think we'll know in spring training kind of a target area of dates there. Yeah, it's not going to be opening day, but I think it'll be the first half of the season. Yeah,
first half of the season. Okay, that sounds better than the September business.
He thinks it's going to be, and he still has to see him in February to make that assessment.
Yeah, I'm all right with that one. I'm okay. I mean, if you go out and you get another one, you get Michael King or you get Tatsuya Imai or something like that, then you've got enough for the first couple of months while Justin Steele's getting comfortable. And hopefully Justin Steele is that dude, that top three Cy Young caliber dude by the time August and September and October come around. So I'm all right with that one as long as there is an arm of consequence that gets added. I just feel like right now it's a lot of bluster and a lot of talk and there are teams out there actually doing the do. And I would like the Cubs to be one. I'm not usually this guy who's like, you know, who's this kind of antsy about it. And I do believe in Craig and his ability to find bullpen folks on the fly. I didn't think I'd have to access that at this point in the offseason.
I know we're doing your baseball sorbet.
I'm good, though.
But I've got some breaking news.
Yeah, I've processed my sorbet. It was delicious.
I could really go for some. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. They have sorbet. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. The University of Michigan has fired Sharon Moore.
That's the football.
There were
coach.
Some rumblings about that.
Yeah, but I would have figured if it was going to happen, it would have happened, you know, after the Ohio State game.
How bad was their season?
It wasn't bad. Were they 8-4 or 7? I thought they were 8-4.
They're supposed to play in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, which is my least favorite flavor of
Cheez-Its and citrus.
The citrus.
Let's be honest, folks. What's undignified? Is this playing in that bowl game or refusing to be in a bowl game at all?
Hold on. Yeah, I know.
Hey, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, that's the bowl you want to go to.
That's the one you want
right,
to go to.
Right. But I mean, it's like the
and
Armor
the great sponsor, Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl.
Yeah. But the Armor All Pop-Tart Bowl would be the comp here. Like, if you're going to just throw a sponsor on top of a pre-named bowl, you can't do Cheez-It Citrus. You can't put those together.
You know what? You could do like an alcohol sponsor and citrus bowl. That would
absolutely
be great. Like the Grey Goose Citrus Bowl.
I'm all in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.